From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When it comes to the debate over the budget and the debt ceiling, everyone in Washington has an opinion. Today, we wanted to get outside of the Beltway to ask people what they think. Here are some opinions about what default means, starting in Ohio.
Terry Tony from Oxford. The default, I think, will be devastating for us as a country.
Joe Bohatchy, Cincinnati. I think it probably affects bond prices. I don't think it affects me, though.
Debbie Watson, Westchester. I want them to stand firm on no additional increases in taxes.
My name is Maha Bashri, and I live in Peoria, Illinois. Personally, I think the wealthy should have their taxes raised.
My name is Michael Malone. I'm a resident here in Chicago. I'm a bike messenger, so when business in general slows down, our business slows down. I've been hearing about another recession coming soon, so I don't know. We'll see.
My name is Demetra Kalagias, and I'm from Farmington Hills, Michigan. The economy would crumble. I mean, it would be, I think, if we defaulted on loans, it would be like anyone defaulting on a loan. You know, I mean, you think default, you think negative.
My name is Charles D. Molnix. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a semi-retired attorney, and I don't want them to raise the debt limit. I have four grandchildren, and I don't want them to straddle more debt on my grandchildren's back. I just think it's wrong.
Some thoughts on a government default from outside of Washington.